afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2:30, so we're going to start our session. And this is a session on identifying and applying best practices to address priority public health issues through a determinants of health approach, the experience of public health associations. I understand APHA is going to give me an award for the longest title for a session, so I'm quite proud of that. I'll try to do better next year and beat my record. So, the current global context differs significantly from that of the 20th century and continues to evolve. Disease patterns have changed and continue to do so. The trends in urbanization, fast epidemiologic transition in low and middle income countries, changes in the roles of governments in relation to population health and health care demand a new way of thinking and acting with respect to public health. What we're going to do in this session is explore how national public health associations and the World Federation of Public Health Associations are addressing priority and emerging public health issues within the increasingly complex socioeconomic, political, demographic, and epidemiological context. My name is Jim Chauvin. I'm the immediate past president of the World Federation of Public Health Associations, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this session. We're going to have four excellent presentations, each made by a representative, or three of them made by representatives of public health associations, and the fourth will be made by a colleague from Management Sciences for Health, but relating to a survey that the WFPHA conducted in partnership with MSH. So what I'd like to do for the sake of time is move into our first presentation, and this will be made by my colleague and friend, Dr. Mengistu Asnaki, the current president of the World Federation of Public Health Associations. And just to give you a bit of background about Mengistu, he is Pathfinder International's country representative in Ethiopia. He's a public health specialist with 25 years' experience in reproductive health, primary health care, child survival, community health services, program management, training, operational research, clinical services delivery. That's quite a portfolio, and congratulations. He's looking at improving health service coverage through change in health system structure and the Ethiopian experience on this, and this will include the role of the Ethiopian Public Health Association as a partner with the government of Ethiopia, NGOs, and communities in Ethiopia to make this a reality. So Mengistu, please go ahead. And I'll give you a 5-minute and a 2-minute warning.
Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will be briefly presenting on some of the impacts of a change in the health system structure. I do not have any thing to disclose in terms of a commercial or other financial interest in relation to this presentation. I'll try to focus on a bit background on Ethiopia, the health system change. One of the unique program in Ethiopia, the health extension program, and some of the progress in the Millennium Development Goals, and some of the health service coverage, and some contribution of the Ethiopian Public Health Association as part and parcel of the changes which are happening, and some final lessons learned. Ethiopia is a federal country with 9 national regional states and 2 city administrations, which further divided into 824 districts. And it's the second most populous country in Africa, next to Nigeria, and with a population of close to 90 million. It's a country situated in the Horn of Africa, known for its diverse cultures and traditions. The number of listed languages in Ethiopia is close to 90, and one can imagine how public health works can be difficult when you have so many different variations. And with the theme of this year's APHA conference, Health Geography, and looking at the different disparities is a most important area into that one. It's also a country with predominantly rural and with a large youth population. Almost 44% of the population is under the age of 15. And looking at most of the Millennium Development Goals, Ethiopia is either on track or likely to be on track in most of them by 2050. It's also known for its ancient history and a destination for a lot of touristic attraction. The origin for mankind, those of you who heard of the history of Lucy, probably the first mankind named after, probably the explorers were listening to the song of Lucy, why they named her after Lucy, which was explored in 1974 in the Afar region and was estimated to live 3.2 million years during the time of her exploration. And in Amharic, in the local language, is known as Dinknesh, which is meaning as the wondrous one. And in addition, Ethiopia is known for the origin of coffee and in most of its highlands. And for most of you who had the chance to visit or in some of the Northern American or European countries, the Ethiopian coffee is being chosen for its quality. Looking at the health system tier, prior to 1997, as you can see in the pyramid, we had a six-tier system where the health service delivery was concentrated primarily in urban and peri-urban areas. And access to majority of the rural community and the underserved community was very limited. Either they have to travel long distances to get the required service. Looking at this health service structure, even though it starts from the lower level of it to the higher level, there was a long referral system and a bureaucratic process in the health system, in the health service structure. In 1997, with the start of the first health sector development program, the sector-wide approach, it was planned to change the six-tier system into a four-tier system, which later was modified to be a three-tier system of a primary level healthcare, a secondary level healthcare, and a tertiary level healthcare. And the improvement from the four into the three tier happened in around 2005-2006. Within the current restructured three-tier system, the primary level healthcare is provided by the primary healthcare unit. And if you can see the rural and urban, there is a slight difference where in the urban area, there is no primary hospital and health post. All the services are linked to the health center, which on average should reach 40,000 people. But in the rural area, the health post, which is the lower part, with 3,000 to 5,000 people service, health center 15,000 to 25,000, which establish what we call it a primary healthcare unit, and a primary hospital as a linkage to this, serving 60,000 to 100,000 people. And then the next level of a secondary level, a general hospital, and a tertiary level of specialized hospital. Prior to this, the six-tier system was not even looking at a population linkage, but the current tier system is looking at, because the underserved population is living in most rural areas, and that link to population size was very important into the change in the health tier system. Another important change in the Ethiopian health system is the flagship program for Ethiopia, the health extension program. For most of us who worked in the community for years and years, one of our major obstacles was working with community volunteers. When project ends, the work with community volunteers will end because there is no support mechanism, there is no incentive mechanism to continue those types of activities. Understanding that those issues, the Ethiopian government took boldly the initiative of the health extension program. It started with its assessment of the health sector development program 1 and the initial progress of the health sector development 2, where basic health services didn't reach the needy population at the grassroots level. There was very limited expansion of facilities. Even those expansions were happening still in the urban, peri-urban areas. There was a fundamental gap in applying the core principle and practice of primary health care. the uneven distribution of facility-based health services were not responding to those unserved one. So the actions taken was the development of the health sector program. Again, different strategies was developed with the core of decentralization of health service, including the initiation of the health extension program. The health extension program is primarily a program to reach the underserved, and in a village, health extension workers who are trained for a year, who finished a high school level, a formal training, within the system of the health system, paid by the government. Currently, we have over 34,000 health extension workers. Two health extension workers, 98% of them are women. In few pastoralist areas, there are few men who are included into the program. They are selected from the same community and paid by the government. They are supported by other voluntary community health workers. And it's basically institutionalizing and standardizing a village healthcare delivery. And the most important issue here is it empowers caretakers and families to take their own health by themselves rather than the health facilities prescribing or providing health for them. And this is an example of solving the opportunity cost. In the past, most of the services were being provided from a distance facility. Even though some of the services were very free in those distance facilities, because of the opportunity cost for the families for transport and other costs, including the huge waiting time at those distance facilities, it was not affordable for them. So with the decentralized system, the major issue is like removing that opportunity cost. I can give you a story of one community where prior to the start of the health extension program, in that village which was 10 kilometers far from a health center, there were only 40 women who were using injectable contraceptive methods. 1 year after the start of the health extension program, those 40 women have either to pay for transport or walk those 10 kilometers, on average 2 hours, to reach to that facility, long waiting time, and maybe they were not satisfied with the quality of services there. But after the start of the health extension program, in a year time, that 40 number grew by tenfold, and 400 women were using injectable contraceptive because the access to services were available in the same village rather than going 10 kilometers away from their own village. There are different components into the health extension program, which includes 4 major areas: family health, disease prevention and control, hygiene and environmental health, health education and communication, and 16 packages under this one. I mean, for most people, 16 packages are too much, but most of them relates to health promotion and creating behavioral change and creating awareness and creating demand for services. Very few of them are related to service delivery related activities. Where are we? In terms of progress on MDG, as you can see from here, we are on track on most of them. Like goal 4, reducing child mortality, Ethiopia was one of the few countries who achieved way earlier, 3 years back from the 2015 target year. In terms of improving maternal health, the goal is to decrease 75% of deaths. We were able this year to reach 69% reduction in maternal deaths, and with the remaining period, there is a hope to reach the 75%. But the whole goal is, why even a single mother should die when we can provide those different services? What are some of the things which are there? If you look at some of the human resource and infrastructure changes, between 2005-06 to the 2013-14, the number of physicians doubled. This is only in public facilities. Today, there are close to 14,000 medical students who are under training in different years. It was only two medical schools in the country. Today we have 27 medical schools, which is also how things are progressing. The number of nurses have grown from 17,000 to 45,000 in this period. You can see the change in midwives, the change in the number of health extension workers. And looking at the facilities, the number of public facilities has increased from 88 to 150. Health centers increased by almost 5 to 6 folds, where people can easily get access to these facilities, and the number of health posts also has increased tremendously. What happened to some of the figures? As you can see, from the National Family and Fertility Survey, we had only 4% of women eligible for family planning were using the services. The mini DHS, which was done in January to March 2014, has shown us this figure has reached to 42%. So how much progress is there? Because of the change in the health system and access to services has made a tremendous input into that. Looking at the under 5 mortality, infant mortality, there is a major change in terms of all the three DHS data and the recent WHO figure from 2014, how much decline is there. That also contributes to Ethiopia's achievement in reaching the MDG goals earlier than the time. We still have to work more in terms of improving neonatal deaths. Either the decline is very minimal or it's stagnant, which is also related to some of the skill delivery and other practices. Maternal mortality, as I have already said earlier, although there is a decline, still more needs to be done in increasing skilled attendance at delivery, in changing the situation of maternal health in Ethiopia. Recent initiatives in increased skill delivery at facility level and contributing factor for a sharp decline in some of the other things. Looking at the other progress in health services, a decline in the HIV prevalence and expansion of service delivery for HIV/AIDS, a decline in some of the major communicable diseases such as tuberculosis, malaria, and also a decline in most communicable disease epidemic occurrence and improvement in their management is another important thing which is being observed. Again, looking at emerging issues, and the ministry has taken the initiative of including a separate non-communicable disease unit at the Ministry of Health level, which is also showing some of the progress. As a public health association, the public health association is part and parcel of most of these initiatives. And since its establishment 26 years back, using its member base, who is mostly part and parcel of the different implementation process within the public and private sector. To date, the association has a membership of close to 5,400 and is contributing to change through different activities that include advocacy role at a higher level, public awareness, capacity building, research and knowledge sharing, and dissemination. So, through a change in health service delivery system, specifically by responding to the community needs and changing environment, including geography and population characteristic, a lot of improvement can be done in the health service coverage and its outcomes. For Ethiopia, most MDG targets are on track, but much needs to be done to sustain the current gains and make improvement on those lagging behind, including we need to do an emphasis on response to emerging public health issues, including non-communicable diseases, and addressing the inequity specifically in those underserved communities, such as the pastoral communities and other underserved populations. Finally, I want to acknowledge the American Public Health Association and its leadership, Jim, for taking the lead, and the Ethiopian Minister of Health and the Ethiopian Public Health Association for providing the resource materials. And I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to the Federation's key activities of the triennial event, the World Congress on Public Health, and the 14th World Congress on Public Health, which will be held from February 11 to 15, 2015, in Kolkata, India, hosted by the Indian Public Health Association. And I invite all of you to be part of this important global public health event. And for more information, you can find more on the webpage www.14worldcongressonpublichealth.org. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mengistu. That was very interesting. It's impressive to see the progress that has been made. And it's interesting when you go back to the Alma-Ata Declaration and see that the readoption of it is really making quite a difference.